cool. We might say it's getting...
rather.
Rather. Okay. We're talking about somebody owning a lot of land. We might say he owns 500 acres. That's, well, let's see. Okay. And you might say 500 acres, and then you would want to respond on how much land that is. So you might say that's so much land, or...
he owns a lot of real estate.
Okay.
Owns a lot of land.
All right. What about the term right smart? Have you ever heard that?
Yeah, I have.
All right. Mm-hmm. Did you ever use...
that's a good bit of land. Yeah. I knew that. It's good.
Okay. Sometimes people will use a phrase when they're shocked, especially if somebody maybe, let's suppose that somebody treated somebody pretty bad. We might respond, well, that's really a shock to me. We might say, you know, you're upset by it and you just don't know how to respond about it. You might say, why the, let's see, let's just write this down. You might say, well, I can't believe that. Why the...
idea.
Okay. You ever use that, the phrase, that, why the idea of it?
No, that's right.
Okay. All right, if you were meeting somebody and you wanted to inquire about how they felt, what would you say? You came up to them and you might say hello and you want to ask...
how are you?
Okay. Or to a stranger, would you say that a little bit differently, maybe? You're trying to be friendly, but it's not the same thing as talking with one of your friends.
Well, I hadn't even ever thought about that.
Okay, you meet a stranger.
Now, if I meet a stranger at church, mm-hmm. I introduce myself, mm-hmm. and I just say, we're glad to have you with us today, have you worship with us today. Mm-hmm. But now to meet someone out on the street and pleased to meet you.
Okay.
And I would ask them how they were. If I had just met them.
Yeah. Okay. If you had somebody come visit you and they were leaving and you wanted to let them know that you enjoyed their visit, you wanted them to return, what would you say as they left?
I said, I enjoyed your visit very much, and I hope you'll come again soon.
Okay, sometimes at Christmas, what are we always telling people we want them to have?
Merry Christmas.
Okay, and what else?
Happy New Year.
Okay. Hey, sometimes you maybe want to say thank you to somebody for something they did, like, you know, thank you for fixing this or thank you for doing that. But sometimes we don't use that expression. Would you use another expression?
Well, I would say, I would mention whatever they did for me. Mm-hmm. And I would say it was real thoughtful of you and I appreciate it very much.
Okay.
Thank you. You
ever used the phrase, I'm much obliged to you?
Well, I've heard that expression, but I never have said it. Okay. Much obliged. I always just say thank you. But they had always said, much obliged.
Okay. You need to go to town and get a few things. Maybe you want a new dress or something, so you're going to go to town and say, I've got to go downtown to do some...
shopping.
Okay. You buy something. Maybe you buy a gift for somebody. You take it over and you want to get it. You don't want to just take it to them in a box, so what do? You get it